Are you tired of the same old pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 3,000 hours of the best pro wrestling events from over 100 of the biggest names in the industry from over 15 countries around the globe. Get your free trial today at Powerslam.tv.
This is your main man, RJ, from the Ringside Rant, heard only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. So go over and subscribe across all your major platforms, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, to hear every great interview I have every Monday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Go over and follow the show's page on Twitter, @_RingsideRant. Follow the network's page, @BizWrestleNet. And, as always, embrace the vision.
Hello, friends. This is Spencer Love, your host of Over the Top Rope on the Win Column Sports Network. Don't forget, you can head to wincolumnsports.ca for all of your previews, reviews, and breaking news from the world of wrestling, be it your major promotions or from the great province of Alberta, Canada. Now, back to Sounds of Struggle with your hosts, Chris Parrish and Mania.
Episode 1 fucking 100 of the Sounds of Struggle. I'm Chris Parrish.
It's been 100 episodes. I'm a century old, bitch.
Woo! We don't even have a hockey player to name this after.
100. We can go 10 and then a 0. If you wanted.
Or we can go 1 and double 0.
John Davidson wore double zeros goalie. And then we'll go
Peter Ng.
Or Jacques Plante. It's all goalies. Because the puck stops here.
Or it's somebody in the Guy Germain episode. Because she didn't. Guy Germain wore double zero?
He did wear double zeros. Wait, no.
Yeah.
Wasn't it the chunky kid that got the shot off the head who dented his helmet? That's not Germain.
No.
No. Portman?
No, because that was one of the...
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Anyways.
He was only in the one movie, too.
Yeah, the first one. The first Ducks. My Ducks.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. 100 episodes!
Yeah!
And if we can't get canceled after 99, we're never going to get canceled ever.
Yeah.
Let's try.
Trying to get canceled episode.
Because we can. The new slogan of... Sounds of Struggles. Sounds of Struggles 100. Getting canceled because we can.
Do anything you set your mind to.
Exactly.
Why is that always your default word you go to?
Because it's the worst one you can think of. I don't like saying it. But I mean, it rings a bell with everybody. Everyone knows how bad it is. Can't say honky. No one gives a fuck about that.
Do we even have any black listeners?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Like,
maybe one? Maybe it's the Denmark guy.
We got the token black listener.
Yeah, we got the token black...
Denmark guy.
Yeah, the three...
Are there even black people in Denmark?
Now that's a racist question.
No, that was a question.
It's a racist question. Of course there's black people in Denmark. Really. There's black people everywhere.
Just saying, I've never seen a black person from Denmark.
Have you ever been to Denmark?
Actually, I have.
Did you see any black people there?
No.
You're just making that shit up now.
No, because we stopped there on the way to Germany.
Why the fuck did you go by way of Denmark? That seems out of the way.
I like it. It was bullshit, and you caught me on it, so moving on.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Let's continue with the bullshit. Let's go to Crown Jewel.
Yay!
No.
No, I was just cheering for continuing on with the bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's start off with the first match on the pre-card, Nakamura vs. Rusev. Was what it was. Match was all right.
I never saw it, but it was okay. It ended with a little blow.
It ended up with, he was trying to put him back into the, what's the camel clutch that he does? Does that have a name?
Yeah, just
camel? Yeah. He's going to put him in that, and Nakamura just snapped his head back and hit him in the dick. And actually, I like the finish, to be honest. It's different. It's a low blow. It's heelish, but at the same time, kind of looked like an accident.
Did he say, like, come on?
No, he didn't.
It'd be really funny if he does that after.
Oh, come on! But anyways, yes. Nakamura retains. That was actually not bad. Yeah. Then the first match on the main card, Mysterio versus Orton. Fell asleep in this match.
I liked it.
Not because it was bad. It's because I just got off night shifts and I was exhausted.
Orton got serious height on a drop kick.
Yes, he did. You know what? He's still, I'd say, very underrated.
No, he's...
His clotheslines, brutal. But everything else, quite good.
He's one of the most natural, gifted athletes ever in wrestling.
But Mysterio, obviously, getting the big pops even in Saudi Arabia. So, he wins. Yeah. Hooray.
So over.
Super over.
Still, for a guy who's, just getting older and still doing that style that he's doing.
Yeah, it's impressive. He's what, 43?
I don't know if he's that old.
Maybe 40? I don't know. He's
he's in his 40s.
I'd say early 40s. Point is, he's still going. He's been going since 16.
You can't tell that he's 40.
No, you can't. He's like AJ Styles. Yeah. You can't tell. It looks good, too.
AJ looks closer to 40 than Ray does. But, I mean,
it's the mom haircut.
Well, and the mask.
Yeah, AJ's mask makes him look old.
No, you can't tell that.
Oh, Ray's, fair enough, sorry.
Like, Ray looks 40.
Yeah, fair enough.
But then again, he always looks like he's 12.
Fair enough, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's funny that his son is way bigger than him, man.
That's because his son probably doesn't work out.
No, but I mean, like, height-wise.
Oh, taller. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. His son is like a tree.
So, 6 foot?
Yeah. And he's training to be a wrestler.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Next, prelims match for the WWE World Cup. Miz versus Jeff Hardy. I want to go on record here on a side note. Really heavily American World Cup for being a World Cup. You think you'd have guys like, I don't know, Jinder Mahal, Nakamura, someone from Canada.
Well, they're all hurt.
Jinder Mahal's hurt?
Well, one, he's not billed from Canada, but Ty Dillinger's hurt, Sami Zayn's hurt, Kevin Owens is hurt, Natty has a vagina, so she's not allowed in Saudi Arabia.
Fair enough. But then what about, what's his name, Tyler Breeze, Canadian?
Yeah, but they're not going to put him on a show.
Well, that's the problem. Maybe
he's not even on Raw! He just gets main event stuff.
Well, maybe he should.
That's what happens when you can't be Chris Parrish and Thursby.
I'm just saying that if it's going to be an international
World Cup...
If he could have
beat me in Thursby, he would have been in World Cup, I guarantee it.
Why aren't you there?
Because I never signed.
Well, you're a fool.
They never offered.
Well, they're fools.
Yeah, that's what we've been trying to say.
Anyways, Miz versus Jeff Hardy. Not a bad match, but again, I slept through most of it.
Yeah.
Miz wins. Which, so far, we're 2 for 2 in calling. I guess 3 for 3 in calling the matches. Fourth match, Rollins versus Lashley with Lio Rush. Not a bad match. We again slept through most of it, but...
I'm kind of surprised lately with the booking of Lashley. Like, they're like, oh, we don't like the booking of Lashley. I'm like, well, then why is Lashley, not going over on smaller guys?
I actually like the fact that Seth Rollins won this one.
No, but I'm just saying in general, he loses to Finn Balor.
Beats his ass.
And then, he he's a fucking behemoth.
He's a freak of nature.
He literally is.
A freak of nature.
The Lesnar that's there every week in terms of, athletic guys.
Chocolate Lesnar.
But he just doesn't get booked that way.
I don't know.
It's weird.
It is strange. Especially because he came back and did so much outside of WWE.
Okay, an honest question. Is it because he's black?
There's a 50% chance that it's because of that.
In all honesty.
Either yes it is, or no it's not.
Like, he's never been given the right push that he should get.
He got the ECW title twice.
Yeah.
And the United States title, I think.
And your point is...
I don't have a point, I'm just saying.
Like, I'm just saying, like, when... Like, he beat Reigns, only to not get a title shot.
I personally think that Lashley and Leo Rush should form a tag team. I think they could do way more damage that way.
Oh, I 100% think, like, between those two and the New Day, there's something there.
Is it because they're all black?
A new nation.
A New Day nation? It's a new nation. Yes, it is.
Just, like, there's something there that you can do.
Anyway, Seth Rollins wins in a match that I called. I won't say that. Yeah, I did.
Well, we both said he was going to win.
Yeah. Dolph Ziggler versus... Oh, sorry. Dolph Ziggler with Drew McIntyre versus Kurt Angle. Yeah, first match we did not call.
It's kind of surprising that...
A little bit, yeah. A little bit that Kurt Angle's out first round. How about that? This match I did catch. It was actually pretty good. I enjoyed it.
It's actually... I actually enjoyed the amateur stuff between Kurt...
I did too. It was different.
Yeah.
It was different. I enjoyed that.
The one thing I thought about these matches, like, they had a lot of, like, finishes that just were abrupt.
Yes.
And it wasn't a bad thing. It was actually...
Cut you off guard. It kept you going.
But it kind of set, like, a weird tone. Like, it felt like it was a 205 live vibe.
Yeah.
Like, of a show. And then you're just like, oh, okay. Like, yep. You didn't hate it. And, you know, like, it just, like... You know, and they kept you intrigued with what was going on. Whereas, like, when I watched Evolution, I got a takeover vibe.
Yeah, I agree.
With the way it was produced. And, like, this one, yeah, like, it was like a 205 Live kind of vibe where it's like, oh, okay.
I'm like, a 205 Live that ended in a very independent wrestling vibe.
Yeah, like, it was just, well...
Which we will get into. We'll get into soon.
Depends on the product.
Yeah. Next match, though, was The Bar versus New Day, which The Bar retained, and... This match I liked.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing I can really say about it that's bad. I enjoyed it.
Big Show interfered, helped The Bar retain.
Yeah, that's... I'm okay with them retaining. New Day doesn't need to have the title right now. I'm okay with that.
And then New Day had the cool entrance with the magic carpet.
Which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah.
Especially because the one angle they were showing, all you could see was, like, smoke from the smoke machine. So it just looked like they were floating. Like, what's going on? But I did like it. It was kind of different. And then we move on to the next round, the semifinals. It was Miz versus Rey in a match that we both said Rey would win, which he did not.
No.
Miz went to the finals, which was a little shocking. And I was okay with that because didn't call it. Good match.
Now, with this match happening and with Miz... going over, did you not think Seth Rollins was a guarantee to win the Raw?
I definitely did.
Yeah.
Definitely did.
So, seeing that Dolph Ziggler defeated Seth Rollins, that caught me off guard. Yeah.
I actually thought for sure that it was going to be Rollins versus Miz in the finals, and Ambrose would cost Rollins the match, which didn't happen.
And, like, Ambrose was there, but he was not used on the pay-per-view.
And the fact that it was McIntyre that cost Rollins and Ziggler went on, it was very interesting. I was actually okay with that.
Made sense to why, like, Ambrose didn't cost him.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, it was just, like, okay, like, I can understand, like, McIntyre getting involved against Kurt Angle, right?
Yeah.
So that there you go. Like, you have a like, reason why Ziggler won. Kick McIntyre out, have Ambrose cost Rollins a match.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, okay, there you go.
But either way, I mean, like, it ends up being Dolph versus Miz, two heels. I liked where it was going. I was okay with that.
Yeah, and the Miz Ziggler match, see, this is to me why people get confused with the way Dolph Ziggler gets booked, because he was the babyface in that match.
Yep, very much so.
And that's why it's confusing, because I legitimately thought he is more of a heel right now than The Miz, because more people actually want to cheer The Miz than they want to cheer Ziggler.
Absolutely, I'd cheer The Miz. I did think it was funny that the WWE World Cup came down to Cleveland.
Well, Cleveland needs something.
That is true. They don't have LeBron. They don't have the Indians.
Yeah, but you know the funny part is? Cleveland still lost.
Cleveland still lost. That's the best part. We will get to that. It's just proof. Cleveland can't win shit.
Like that.
But next match was Styles versus Joe. In a match that, it was good, but I've seen enough of it. If they're not going to put it on Joe, move on. It was a good match.
I didn't think they were going to put it on Joe.
No, that's the thing. They've done it enough. Unless they're going to switch titles, move on. I'm over it.
I am stoked for the next AJ Styles pay-per-view match, though.
Styles versus Lesnar?
Yeah.
That'll be good. Although, we've seen it already.
Still.
But still, it'll be good, yes.
Like, the fact that it's part two.
Electric Boogaloo.
And, I don't know. I have a weird-ass feeling that they will put AJ over on this one.
Yes.
Because you know the funny thing is, AJ is the only champion in this match, where in the last match, he was champion because he's never lost it since. That's Brock true. Has lost it.
That is true. That is very true. So, speaking of which,
AJ is the most dominant champion in that.
We've alluded to it. Now we get into it. Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman defeats Braun Strowman. And this is where I started to not understand where the hell this whole pay-per-view was going. Not only did Brock came out and gave two F5s right away, and Braun kicked out of both.
Well, Baron Corbin had the title held it up.
Yeah, and then hit.
And then clocked Strowman in the back of the head.
And as soon as that happened, it was F5. I'm like, oh, okay, they're doing this. They're giving it to Lesnar. And he kicks out. Gives another F5. Kicks out. I'm like, wow, they're making Braun look real good here. They're going to put it on him, shine him up real nice. Then Brock gives him an F5 from the ring to the floor. And I'm like, wow. He gets back in the ring. I'm like, they have to put it on Braun. One more F5, and then he pins him 1-2-3. And I'm like, what was the point of all that? There was literally... They just jobbed him out.
Yeah, but they did make Lesnar... Lesnar, in a weird-ass way, still made Strowman look so big. Because nobody's kicked out of that many F5s.
Yeah.
And true. He took, contrary to Cena, possibly some of the most damage Lesnar can give.
The only thing he didn't take was a bunch of Germans. But yeah, he took an F5 from the ring to the floor. So, yeah.
Like, Strowman didn't look weak at all.
No, it just, to me, it...
But that's, most surprising way to see him lose.
It didn't make sense to me. That was the thing. It felt weird.
Well, and it's like, why Lesnar? Again.
Again.
However... If there is a plan for Lesnar to walk down to the octagon with the Universal title, I get it.
Yeah, I honestly did not like it at the time. I get it, I guess. I don't necessarily agree with it, but you know what? This is one of those times where I'm like, you know what? I will wait and see where they're going with it.
Dana White was asked after Saturday's UFC if he expects Lesnar to walk down with the WWE Universal title, because Cormier, when he won, actually called out Lesnar to bring the Universal title. Because
he wants to win that and be a WWE champion as well. Which, by the way, getting real quick, obviously, as you said, DC retains title. But he's a crying little bitch because he lost the Popeyes ad or sponsorship. I'm putting that out there.
Well, he didn't lose it. He just didn't get it.
That's losing it to me.
Never gonna get this.
I lost a lot of respect when I saw him throw that temper tantrum over Popeye's sponsorship.
Hey, man, Louisiana chicken.
It's not that good!
Okay, not in Alberta.
But, I don't know,
It literally tastes differently down there.
A sponsorship, I get it. It gives you and your family money.
I don't want to go to the obvious way of looking at this right now.
It's just... God, that was so pathetic.
It was, but also, it's...
You're going racist, I get it.
No, it's not where I want to go to.
Fair enough.
Thing is, Dana White said he doesn't think Vince will allow him, him being Lesnar, to walk down with the title. He does not give a shit what title Lesnar wears down to the octagon.
I like it.
So, I think it's very likely that Brock Lesnar...
Which is supposed to be, February or March or something like that is when they're supposed to fight?
Because DC literally has said he wants to retire by the time he's 40.
Yeah, which is in March, if I'm not mistaken.
So the Lesnar fight could be his last fight.
So I could see it happening, and then maybe Lesnar drops it at Mania?
But think about this. If Lesnar does win the heavyweight title and he comes to WrestleMania with the UFC title,
that would be huge. Which there is a, I'd say at least a 50% chance he does it.
Like,
and I'm not trying to be funny, either he will or won't, but no, there is a decent chance he could actually do it.
DC looked like legit shit in the last fight.
Against Lewis?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he tapped out Lewis, but I mean, Lewis is, he's all fire in the first minute and a half, and after that...
Yeah, but, yeah, DC did not look good at all.
Well, this match does seem kind of last minute.
Lewis was that much worse.
Yeah. I just like him because my balls was hot.
Yeah, that was funny.
He's also, my balls was hot. Now the spokesperson is sponsored by Popeye's Chicken. Popeye's balls was hot. Get it at the store near you. Anyways, back to it. WWE World Cup Final. Shane McMahon steps in for an injured Miz, which...
Who wasn't really hurt. It was angle.
It's an angle.
Yeah. Okay.
I originally thought he was selling it well enough. I'm like, you know what? Miz might actually be hurt. But as soon as Shane was like, I'll step in, I'm like, nah, it's a work. It's definitely a work.
Yeah, but I am going to put a light at the end of the tunnel here.
Please do, because right now it's so, so dark.
I think this leads to The Miz taking the WWE title off AJ Styles at WrestleMania.
I'd be okay with that.
You're not even curious to how I came up with that idea?
Because he's actually working with Shane, who will become a new authority figure.
As a heel, yeah.
Yes. I'm okay with that, I guess, but you could have done it a different way.
You could have.
100%. I'm tired of seeing... Which we'll get into next. Guys in the head office like Shane, Triple H, Stephanie, people just, they're butting their noses and stuff. It's like, we've seen it many times.
But at the same time, if it takes a McMahon to give The Miz the rub he needs to be the guy,
I don't think he needs it, though.
He doesn't, but if he earns it, it's a baby facing. If he cheats to get it, takes the easy way out to get it,
it helps. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it does help.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's still not what we want to see. Plus, this best in the world thing, like, who fucking cares to begin with?
Yeah.
I never really cared about it to begin with. I think more people just like, he's not the best in the world.
Yeah, well, if we're going to do that, shit. It should be on something like, you know, Daniel Bryan versus AJ. That would have been best in the world, which would have been AJ.
Well, that couldn't have happened in Saudi Arabia.
No, because Daniel Bryan didn't go, because he's all about veganism and not stirring the pot, I guess. I don't know. You know what? I'll give him credit. Kudos to him for sticking to his guns. There it is. That's all I have to say about that.
Maybe it's if you bang a belly, you didn't want to go.
Fair enough.
But then
that's
again,
not true. Dolph was there.
I was just gonna point that out. I'm like, then again, Dolph went, and Laurinaitis was there apparently.
Well, there you go. That's wrong.
Yeah,
so. Although the mother's not really a Bella, she's more of the mother of Bellas.
She's probably the better worker though.
True story. Anyways, the main event, debauchery bullshit match of DX versus the Brothers of Destruction. This match is summed up in...
Debauchery X.
Versus the Brothers of Debauchery Destruction.
Botch it down. Da-na-na-na.
This whole match can be summed up by one
the
little
Brothers
gif.
Of Botchery.
The Botchery of Destruction. Yeah. This match can be summed up by one gif. If you go look it up, it's where Triple H goes to Irish Whip. Undertaker into the outside ring. Was it?
The barricade.
The barricade fencing around the rings. And neither one of them let go, and they both kind of throw each other in at the same time, and it looks fucking atrocious.
Taker really threw himself in there. That's the best part.
It was bullshit.
I love how these guys are some of the most respected guys in wrestling.
And they put on an abortion of a match?
Well, first, they should be. However, Triple H, nobody's ever going to say a bad thing about his in-work style. Undertaker, this is why I hated the match with Reigns, because at the end it looked like he was a fucking moron when he lost the second time there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Reigns went for the spear and he kept hitting the ropes and Taker didn't know which way to go. And I'm like, that's not how I want to remember Taker.
No, not at all.
And then he has a match with Cena, and then does these matches with Triple H, and he does stupid things with him. These guys clearly don't have chemistry anymore.
No.
And
that's what happens when you wrestle.
I look at like a guy like Kane, and he's like, really? Like, I came to Saudi Arabia. He went to Saudi Arabia with the situation, like the political bullshit that came with that. As the mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Like, that probably got him some heat.
With his constituents? Yeah, I'd say so.
Like, okay. And then you had Shawn Michaels, who came out of retirement for this match.
Which, I don't want to remember him like this. It's so bad.
You don't want to remember bald Michaels.
It's weird. Even as a bald brother, I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
If he didn't have the bald spot, he could have got away with the fucking short hair.
Just fucking comb over!
You tried that for a long-ass time.
And it almost worked.
It worked for a long-ass time.
Fair enough.
Until Triple H kept making fun of it, which was kind of funny. Yeah. But at the same time, like, I felt bad for those two until they got up on the top rope. And Michaels absolutely, accidentally took off the mask of Kane.
That was funny.
It was funny, and it was bad in the same way of, okay, right now, Shawn Michaels, you're not doing anything that makes you look bad at all in this match. You actually, for the situation, look really good.
Besides the fact he runs the ropes like he's got a pickle on his ass. Yeah.
Yeah, but still, the moonsault was phenomenal.
It was good.
Yeah. Kane does not really do anything bad in the ring. Does not do anything dumb doesn't that do he doesn't have to.
Good, but doesn't do anything bad. You're right.
He's consistent.
Consistently average.
Hey, you're not going to be... if you don't set a bar high, nobody's going to say you're not putting up...
good numbers.
Standard, right?
Fair enough.
Got to set the bar low just so you are always overachieving. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, that's not how I want to remember Michaels and Kane for that stupid spot like that. Because as much as Michael shouldn't be grabbing the hair of a mask and, like, throwing it, Kane also shouldn't be selling his head that much sideways.
Yeah.
To where if that happens, it could just fall. If he at least sold it up, he'd have to pull it up.
Yeah.
Like, it just,
The whole thing, I hate. The second half of this card just pissed me off. And yes, there's, you know, you can argue the Lesnar thing. You can argue the heel Shane McMahon thing. I get it. But it's not what I wanted to see. It's, like, it honestly seemed like the second half of this card just phoned it in. Because, hey, we're getting paid multiple millions of dollars. Who gives a fuck? Like, no, it's not what we want to see. We still expect quality when we tune into these things.
Well,
and it was not delivered.
At what point do you just say,
fuck it, let's tune in next week?
We gotta let the workers
work.
And, like, we gotta let them be the
focal point. If it was me, I would have said that months ago.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, like, okay, I can understand. Like, you're gonna have a contract with Saudi Arabia for a show. Saudi Arabia's gonna say, yeah, we want these guys. That's probably part of the contract.
Yeah.
From what I understand, with the whole Greatest Royal Rumble, they wanted certain guys.
Like Yokozuna, even though he's dead?
Ultimate Warrior being another one.
Yeah.
Undertaker being another one. That's why he had the casket match of that.
Yeah.
Because, well, he was the only living one there. This time around...
Yeah, oh, on a side note, Saudi Arabia, way behind. Then they got the WWE Network. They started at the beginning. That's why they want all these guys.
But, like, to me, it's just at this point in time, like, you gotta just go forward with the guys you have week to week, consistently. The guys that are busting their ass right now, those are the guys you gotta go with.
Yes.
Like, it just shows. Worst case, bring some guys up from NXT that are over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care if you guys look at this guy as being a top star in terms of in-ring action, but his relationship with the crowd is phenomenal. He gets over every time he puts his fucking hands in the air.
Adam Cole, baby!
It has to
be. Wait, we're talking about Kyle O'Reilly, right?
No, no, I'm talking about Adam Cole.
Baby!
But you, at some point, like, he's got to be on the main roster.
I'd say within the next year. Six months. I'll say next 6 months.
But, with that being said, then you have acts like Velveteen Dream. You have acts like Aleister Black. You have acts and workers like Tommaso Ciampa.
Johnny Gargano. Johnny
Gargano. The rest of Undisputed Era. At some point, those guys need that exposure. And I say, if you're not going to call them up right now, the Saudi shows, Australian shows, are a perfect time where they can get that opportunity. Yep. Especially the Pete Dunnes, the Tyler Bates, the Wolfgangs, the Trent Sevens, the Zach
Mark
Gibsons.
Andrews, Zach Gibsons.
Who I think absolutely stole a taping with Zach Gibson the other day, Noam Dar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, him coming back is awesome.
But these guys, they only send a benefit, and the company sends a benefit if you can make these guys a bigger name by giving them these opportunities. I understand the stars, but if that's the case, you gotta be fucking absolutely certain that these stars that you're bringing back from the 90s or 80s can still deliver. And if they can't, move the fuck on.
Agreed. Speaking of moving on, Triple H has to move on for a bit. Tore his pectoral muscle.
And again, this screws up your future because they wanted a perhaps Triple H Bautista match at WrestleMania 35.
Not gonna happen now.
It can't.
No, there's no way he can heal in time.
No.
Although Triple H is a freak of healing, even still, I don't think it could happen. No. It's 5 months from now.
He's not John Cena freak.
John Cena!
That is the freak
of healing. Fox.
Like, that guy's a freak of healing.
Yes. 4 months or 5 months coming back from a broken neck. Yeah, he's a freak.
Wasn't it a pectoral injury, too?
He did. He's done both.
That's when he came back from the Rumble. I'm pretty sure that was the pectoral. Yeah. It was like, 3 or 4 months. It was disgusting.
It's because he does all the drugs? He does all the steroids?
I think he puts in that much work. Well, at that time, like, he fucking worked. Nobody fucking outworked him back then.
No.
That was the thing. Now, okay, yeah, I can see it, but from what I understand now, that it looks like it could be Randy Orton and Batista.
Again, it's just, if I want to see Batista versus somebody, I don't know. I want someone. It's kind of like when we said that was, Bray Wyatt versus Undertaker. You want Bray Wyatt to win, get that rub that he, you know, put him to the next level. Give me Batista versus someone newer. Adam Cole, baby. That'd be awesome. Give him that rub.
You know what actually wouldn't be a bad match if you want to see monsters? It was Batista versus Lars Sullivan.
Yeah, I'd be cool with that.
Or Batista versus Bray Wyatt.
Or Braun Strowman. I know he'll be locked up with the heavyweight or the Universal title, but
see, that's where I don't think he will be.
No? You think he'll be getting someone from the crowd to do another tag match?
No, I think he'll be winning the Andre the Giant Memorial, and they'll put that on the main card.
They're really squandering him.
No, you know who I think wins the Universal title at WrestleMania?
I'm going to say a Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
What if they do a
that or,
Andre the Giant
that or your Universal title match of Mania is Ambrose and Rollins?
That'd be okay. I'd be totally okay.
I think one of those two is like it.
But you'd have two heels if it was McIntyre and Lesnar.
No, I don't think it's Lesnar defending the title. That's my thing.
You think McIntyre wins it at Rumble?
I honestly believe McIntyre wins a Rumble.
Okay. He wins the Rumble.
Yeah, wins the Rumble.
Okay.
I think he's the big man that can work that Vince McMahon has long wanted.
Well, he used to be the chosen one, so.
Yeah. Fair enough.
By Vince McMahon himself.
But my thing with, like the Batista, like, I don't care that if he wrestles a match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Like, but at the same time, if Batista doesn't get Triple H, does he even wrestle at all?
Who knows?
Like, maybe this is just like, hey, if, no, I just won't do it then. It's very well a possibility, right? Yeah. So, I think there's a lot of uncertainty with WrestleMania right now, with Roman Reigns out there. And, like, this is the thing. You look at the guys that, like, the talent that can't wrestle at WrestleMania or is very much on the fence right now that could work. You got Roman Reigns. Mm-hmm. You have Triple H now. You have Kevin Owens. Mm-hmm. Sami Zayn. Mm-hmm. Like, these are big names.
All except for Sami Zayn.
Like, even Sami Zayn is, like...
Yeah. He needs to come back his face.
Like, him and Owens need to come back as babyface.
Yeah. The Canadian connection from, like, Quebec.
I also think at sooner or later, they got to be split away. They got to be split apart.
Again, yes.
No, just like, one has to be on Raw, one has to be on SmackDown.
Again, yes.
Like, they've always been pretty much on the same show.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so, I don't know, like, it's going to be an interesting time between now and WrestleMania.
Speaking of interesting time, it got more interesting because tonight on the taping, tonight being Monday,
yeah,
the taping of Monday Night Raw from Manchester, England. Why do they always do Manchester? It's weird.
Because it's a big city there.
Yeah, but so is London. They never seem to do it. They always do Manchester.
I think Manchester is the whole, like, it's more of a wrestling city than London.
Oh, fair enough. I've been told it's like the working man's blue collar city, so that could be why it does more. Not as posh as London. Anyways, AOP new tag champs on Raw.
Yep. They defeated Seth Rollins.
Solo. 2-on-1 handicap match.
Yeah.
Yes. After the two of them beating him up, and then was it, Dean Ambrose came out and attacked him after the match, I guess. Yeah.
It's like, you want to know why I did what I did? And then he just kind of, like, stood up, backed off, and then attacked him.
Yeah.
No explanation.
I like it. Someone else who is attacking guys is Ember Moon, because she just got married. Yeah. There's a segue for you.
In a Game of Thrones theme wedding.
Game of Thrones / Harry Potter. Albus Dumbledore was the MC or the person that married.
Nerd.
I love it. I think it's great. Not as good as my wedding, but still good. A little too expensive for my taste.
Yeah, not as chocolate as your wedding.
What does that even mean?
I'm trying to just turn it away from the...
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And last thing I have for wrestling is... You want to talk Sea of Honor tournament?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's swim right in it.
Oh, let's do this. Jump on the board.
Sail away, man.
Sail away. First, it was, started with Dalton Castle versus Matt Taven, with Dalton Castle going over. But getting, quote, unquote, concussed.
Yeah.
So.
This leads to something, too, by the way. It does.
And then next match is Christopher Daniels being delirious. I'll do the one side first, all the way to the finals, and then go to the other side.
Yeah.
Then it's Marty Scurll versus Rhett Titus, where Marty Scurll did win. And these are all matches that they don't even show on the Honor Club, which I'm a part of. And then the last one was Silas Young versus Flip Gordon, which is actually a match I'd love to see. Flip Gordon won that one. So the matches they started showing was Dalton Castle versus Christopher Daniels, but Dalton Castle being, quote, concussed, end quote, he had a good friend of his named Ashley Remington.
Yeah.
Yes, acronym's SS, Ashley Remington's. Smooth Sailing, Ashley Remington. Which, I love that gimmick. That's a gimmick of Dalton Castle. That's fantastic. I guess he used it in
Chikara. And it was on a boat.
Yeah, and I guess he used it in Chikara, and that's fantastic. Oh. I love that gimmick. It's an even more androgynous version of Dalton Castle, if that's possible, which it is. Which I love, too, because at one point, Remington backs Christopher Daniels into the corner, and as soon as the ref gets to the count of one, he backs off, freaks out, and goes, "No, I break on one!" That's hilarious. I love that. Dalton Castle / Ashley Remington ends up winning that match. And then it's Marty Scurll versus Flip Gordon, which, after a good, hard-fought match, Flip Gordon ends up winning, which I was a little surprised at. And the finals is Dalton Castle, who's back, versus Flip Gordon, and Flip Gordon wins that one. There's some really good matches there. I really enjoyed this. Now, Flip Gordon in the finals. On the other side, Mark Briscoe beats Will Ferreira. Adam Page beats Kazarian. Little surprised by that, to be honest. I thought Kazarian would go further.
Well, club heavy.
Fair enough. Cheeseburger beats Beer City Bruiser, who could be my new favorite wrestler. I love that guy.
I said that a few podcasts ago.
Yeah. He's part of, was it the Bouncers? He and one other guy, I can't remember the name of right now. Or the tag team, the Bouncers.
The burger was better than the beer.
Who's, the burger's tiny. Uh-huh. He's like 150 pounds. Smaller. But yes, and then it was
McDonald's cheeseburger.
Jay Briscoe beats Kenny King. So the second round, we have Mark Briscoe beating Adam Page, which I was a little shocked by, but at the same time, I can see it. And then Jay Briscoe beating Cheeseburger. And then the
sets up a brother
versus brother, which was hard hitting. Yeah. Holy shit, was it hard hitting? Where Mark and Jay Briscoe face off against each other, and Jay Briscoe ends up going to the finals versus Flip Gordon, where Flip Gordon stays perfect and wins the entire Sea of Honor tournament. So he will face
Jay Lethal.
Jay Lethal at a future show. Don't know when, don't know where. But yes, that happened. I've also got clips of
probably Death Before Dishonor.
That'd be sweet.
Is it not?
Although that already happened, I think. It might be Final Battle.
Oh yeah, Final Battle is a big one. Yeah, yes. That's the last show of the year. Yeah, yeah.
Which coming up fairly soon, I think. But yeah, there's other matches I don't know the finish of, but it was all hands on deck fight, street fight of some sort between Sammy Callahan and
Marty Scurll,
which at one point Marty Scurll threw Sammy Callahan into a pool. I have no idea who won that match.
Not in the ocean, but in the pool.
Into one of the pools on the boat, yes. I think it's hilarious. Then there's also the big one, which was Bullet Club versus Alpha Club.
Yeah.
It was good. I enjoyed it. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Bullet Club won.
Bullet Club did win.
Omega and Matt Jackson.
Yes.
One-winged Angel.
Yes. But it was really back and forth. It was just a lot of fun to watch. I highly recommend that match to anybody who wants to watch some spot monkey, high-paced action. It's a good time. That's our quick rendition of what happened on the Sea of Honor tournament. I have no idea who won between Team Impact and Bullet Club. Not a clue. I know at one point for that match, because it was Halloween, they all dressed up as members of Super Mario World. I thought it was hilarious. At one point, Matt Jackson...
Adam Page was Yoshi, right?
Yeah, and Matt Jackson was dressed up as Mario. Matt Jackson jumped on the back of
Nick
Adam
was
Page.
Luigi to his...
Yes, chagrin.
Yeah. Wasn't like Marty...
Wario, my favorite character. Well, him and Waluigi, because I'm, you know, team heel for life. And then Cody Rhodes was Bowser.
Yeah.
Awesome. But at one point, Matt Jackson as Mario jumps on the back of Adam Page as Yoshi and throws a clothesline at one of the guys from Impact. I thought that was hilarious. It's good old comedy wrestling. But that's all I have for wrestling entirely. Unless, do you want to talk about this past weekend? I'm going to talk about it later. But if you want to talk about your portion, feel free.
We can talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later. Yeah. Okay. Should we get to some hockey?
Yeah.
Hockey, hockey, hockey. Okay, I have a bunch of stuff I'm going to rattle off real quick. Like, Canadians set an NHL record with fastest two goals scored by one team, 2 seconds apart, against the Washington Capitals, the defending Stanley Cup champions. 2 seconds between goals. That's quite the record. I don't think that'll ever be beat, to be honest. I don't think anyways, but... Predators and...
1 second would be tough.
Yes, it would. I've done it. Not of a talkie, but I've done it. Predators and Pekka Rinne agreed to a two-year... Pekka Rinne agreed to a two-year $10 million extension. So good for him. The Lightning and Yanni Gourde agreed to a six-year $30.7 million extension. So it's good for him. He ended up getting the game winner last night? Or tonight? No, I think last night. A couple milestones. Eric Staal got his 400th goal against the Blues. And Jonathan Toews got his 300th goal against the Flames in a losing effort. They sucked this entire road trip, and that's all I'm going to say about that. I don't want to talk about it anymore. That's it.
Talk about what?
Exactly. Actually, no, there's one other thing. Duncan Keith got a 5-minute major and a game misconduct for boarding its Flames' Dylan Dubé. It was a brutal hit.
Dubé!
It was a brutal hit. Absolutely brutal hit, and he definitely deserves to get suspended for at least a few games. It's, I don't know what he was thinking. I'm a fan of Duncan Keith, and that was a terrible hit. He deserves to be punished by that, in my opinion. But anyways, yes. Moving on to LA Kings. On a side note, Steve Ayers, I know you listen. What's going on with your Kings? Not a lot going on good down there. You guys are playing like the Blackhawks. Losing a lot. Jonathan Quick's back on the IR again after undergoing surgery to repair torn meniscus in his knee. And they fired their head coach, John Stevens. And they put Willie Desjardins as the interim head coach for now. They're not having a good time down there. I thought they'd be a team that would come out, you know, all cylinders firing and doing really well, but that's not the case.
No. Also, the Kings are pretty notorious for making these changes early in the season, which I actually like. Yes. Because at one point, it actually did save them their season to where they made the playoffs and actually had a good run. I don't know if that was the year they won the Stanley Cup. But
which year was it?
I don't remember the year, but I just remember they were one of the hottest teams in the second half of the season.
And I remember, was it the last time they won in 2014? They squeaked into the playoffs, but then...
That might have been that year.
They went all the way, because, yeah, it was a strong second half. They squeaked in at an eighth spot, and then ended up winning the whole thing.
And I just don't think enough teams actually make those decisions early enough. That's why I was always curious with the Oilers. If they didn't start the way they did, which I don't think a lot of people expected... Would they make coaching change? Would they make a GM change? What would they do if they didn't start that well?
I could see it.
I'm
actually still half expecting Mike Yao from the St. Louis Blues to get
fired. He's been self-admitted saying he should be on the hot seat, too.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple other things I have. Jets forward Brendan Lemieux banned 2 games for his hit to the head of Panthers Vincent Trocheck. And a bit of a lighter note, New Jersey Devils' Brian Boyle got a hat trick on Hockey Fights Cancer Night after being, what was it, like a month ago maybe, if that, being diagnosed as cancer-free?
Yeah.
So good for him. That's it's kind
fitting.
Very fitting. Yeah, you're right. That's all I have for that. You have some, if you want to switch to football, you have some pretty big news from your team.
Yeah, they beat the Rams. Only team to beat the Rams.
So far.
So fuck everyone else.
You guys are party poopers.
Yeah.
You party poop the Rams.
We shove their horns up their ass.
You ram their horns up their ass.
Yeah, the Saints come marching up your asshole, biatch. Who dat? Who gonna be damn Saints? No one.
Not the Rams.
Yeah. Huh? Just saying. Anybody who says Drew Brees is not an MVP, boom. That game, boom. Over Todd Gurley.
Well, I don't understand. We've talked about this before several times.
Even Alvin Kamara outplayed Todd Gurley. Michael Thomas outplayed any receiver on the Rams. Drew Brees outplayed Jared Goff. Boom.
But we've talked about it before, how it's damn near a crime how Drew Brees is not in the mention or in the talks of one of the GOATs. Like, how is he not? He has better, reception yards or more completion yards. He has, like, 3 or 4, like, overall records for the entire NFL that Tom Brady isn't even close to.
In his career, he has broken the all-time passing record.
Yes.
He is number 3 in the amount of touchdowns passed. I think he's 2 behind Brett Favre for number 2.
And number 1 is Peyton Manning.
Yeah, so I think he's like 30 away. So he'll beat that next year when he plays.
Hell, he could beat it this year if he has a really good year.
I don't know if he'll do that in 8 games.
You never know.
Average year, 40 touchdowns. Yeah, give or take. Yeah, that's hard. Next year for sure. He also has the completion record on 4 different occasions in his career.
He's the only... Was it?
What? 9 quarterbacks have thrown for 5,000 yards in a season. He owns 5 of them.
Yeah, it's... overall, his numbers are better than every other quarterback. The only difference is Tom Brady is the, quote, GOAT, end quote, because he has four more Super Bowl rings. Which, if that's all we're comparing it to...
Five. I think he has six, to be honest.
Oh, whatever. Point is, if all you're doing is measuring who the best is based on Super Bowl rings, then yes, Tom Brady's the best. Okay, I'll admit that. But if you're doing it based on, like, records...
Quick question here. Who's the better hockey player? Wayne Gretzky or Mark Messier?
I would assume if you're going by points, Wayne Gretzky.
But guess what? By cups, it's Mark Messier.
And that's... I don't know why for football they do it by championships, not by...
It's
weird.
To me, the weird thing is like, oh, we go by Super Bowl rings. And like, okay, that means you're saying Trent Dilfer is a better quarterback than Dan Marino. And I honestly think you're fucking retarded if you think that. Because Trent Dilfer, yes, has one Super Bowl ring.
Who the fuck is that?
And exactly my point. He won 1 year with the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh!
I think it was the Ravens. Them or the Bucks. It doesn't really fucking matter. He won one. Dan Marino, great quarterback, never won.
No, that's true.
Right? And then...
He might be the greatest quarterback to never win.
Yes. And then it's like, okay, for the longest time you're saying Eli was better than Peyton Manning. And I'm like, okay, I know 2018, cannabis is legal in Canada now, but I think everyone was high then.
No, absolutely. I think it's Eli Manning had two good years. That was it.
Well, it's like, here's my thing. A championship is not an individual record. And a championship is a team success.
And that's what I understand. Hockey seems to be the only sport that you're based on points and, like, how many goals, assists you get, what your overall, like that. It's not based on Stanley Cups. Every other sport, it's based on how many championships you win.
Okay.
As well, you have to...
Who's a better hockey player, Colin Frazier or Connor McDavid?
Who the fuck is Colin Frazier?
Well, he's won, what, two cups with the Blackhawks?
I don't recognize that name.
Yeah. That's my thing. He has three Stanley Cups to his name. Connor McDavid has zero.
Let's do it again. Connor McDavid, Justin Williams. Three Stanley Cups, two different teams. Mm. Yeah, he won. He was it got MVP 1 year, which, yes. But is he better than McDavid?
No.
But that's what I understand. Every other sport bases it on... Like, you look, LeBron James. He's got three titles.
And this is not a knock on Tom Brady.
No, he's fantastic.
He's a great quarterback.
Yes.
But when it comes to what a quarterback has to do on an everyday basis and, like, his statistics as a quarterback, it's just I am absurdly do not understand why Drew Brees does not get that respect.
Or at least, honorable mention.
Because people throw Aaron Rodgers above Drew Brees, and if you want to say, you have the same amount of Super Bowl, same amount of Super Bowl appearances, but Drew Brees owns his ass on all the individual records, and somehow he still doesn't get the respect that Aaron Rodgers does, because Aaron Rodgers makes those late-game heroics. And you want to know why Drew Brees doesn't have to? Because he doesn't put himself in this situation too as much as the Packers do.
I'm a Packers fan, and I'll agree with that.
Like,
I don't really have a dog in this fight because I don't watch a ton of football. I'm not hardcore about teams like you are or players. But yeah, it doesn't make sense to me why individual numbers for basketball, for football, for baseball, don't fucking matter.
You know what pissed me off? This last week in football, he almost had 1,000 yards of offense between the Rams and the Saints. And you know what everyone's fucking talking about? Aaron Rodgers against Tom Brady for the second time ever. And that game was not that good.
No, it really wasn't. Aaron Rodgers got his shit pumped.
Not to mention 80 points between the Rams and the Saints.
I'm also throwing out there that...
you saw two teams who, in this part of the season, who are averaging 33 points, set a record for that alone, for having two teams play each other that late in the season, averaging that amount of offense and points for per game.
Agreed. And on a side note, keeping with the green and gold tradition, the Packers blow in the fourth quarter.
Well, the funny thing is with the Packers, though, this year, they traded HaHa Clint Dix. So their secondary got worse. Yes. They traded Ty Montgomery. That's an offensive weapon.
One of their other guys actually just went for a core surgery to his abdomen area, so he's gone for the season. But there, no, that's going to matter. They're not making the playoffs.
There are some concerns there. If they're not winning now, there's concerns now that they might have to start the rebuild phase.
I think they might have to. They didn't make last year. They're not going to make this year.
Well, when
they're not out yet, but I don't think they're going to make it.
Their division is not out of grasp. Minnesota Vikings are not running away with it.
I thought
the Bears are not running away with it.
And Detroit's not running away with anything. Besides, murder capital of the world.
Detroit can't run away with anything because their running backs aren't that good.
Fair enough.
And they're trading away their best receiver in Golden Tate.
Golden Taint.
They got gold.
It's gold. Gold. His taint is gold. But anyways, yeah, I had to bring that up.
I'm golden. Who are you?
I'm Taint.
Oh.
I had to bring that up, but, you know, him not being among the best just because... It doesn't make sense to me. I'm a by-the-numbers guy. That's why Gretzky's the best of all time. That's why Jagr is the second best of all time. It makes sense by the numbers. That's why Gordie Howe, still one of the best, even playing 20 years before most of these other guys, still third all time. Wait, maybe fourth now because of... Yeah.
Messier.
Fourth because of Messier. But still, fourth all time.
Messier
is third.
Yeah.
And Jagr second. But still, he's fourth all time.
Messier. Crowd's in Alberton, yeah. By the way.
But that's what I don't get. Hockey's the only one that does it by the numbers. I don't get it. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. Let's go on to more numbers from baseball.
Yeah.
Toronto officially announces it's exercised the $8 million club option on Justin Smoke. Smart move.
They also hired a new general manager. General manager, but just manager.
Oh, yes. We talked about that last week, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Montoya, I believe his name is.
Montoyo,
sorry.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays declined...
He's not the Portuguese Man of War.
Oh, whatever. Same thing. Maybe he just did a transition to a different sport.
He also doesn't get arrested every other day.
Fair enough. The Blue Jays did decline the $5.5 million option on Solteri.
But that doesn't mean that he still can't re-sign with the team.
No, they did trigger his $750,000 buyout.
Yeah.
So maybe they will re-sign him on a different contract.
That's the thing. They're just not going to sign him on that contract, but they can still sign him. Baseball is one of those sports.
It's so fucking weird.
Because now, they're doing some changes on the uniform deadline, which is different from the trade deadline.
What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Just saying. Apparently, from when Donaldson was traded, that was part of the uniform deadline.
Oh, so guys who can actually play. I don't know. That's fucking hard. Anyways, Blue Jays also fired their hitting coach, Brooke Jacoby, and first base coach Tim Leiper. So they're really making some changes.
Yeah.
They're going for it. And I'm okay with that, you know?
Well, they have to. I think at this point you have to make changes. You have to have a different perspective moving forward. You had, three disappointing years in a row now? If not four?
No, I'd say, well, it's hard for me because I'd say getting to the... what I call the conference final or the ALCS, sorry, is that's an accomplishment, but it's not what they wanted. At that point, they should have gone to the World Series.
Like, the year that they lost to the Royals, I would take that year as, okay, we're not happy we lost, but we're damn proud of what we accomplished.
Yes.
We expected to win because we made those moves.
Yes.
Now, the year after, disappointment.
Because they didn't get to the World Series.
The next 2 years, clearly disappointment.
Terrible, yes.
So with that being said, they got to make changes. From what I understand now, they're now given the green light from Rogers to spend more money.
Upwards of, they say, Red Sox Yankees money. So that's,
last I checked,
yeah, $200 to $220 million. Which, that can get you some good stuff. Like, say, I don't know, Bryce Harper?
Some pitching.
Yeah, that'd be
helpful. Need both of that because they do got some players coming up, but at the same time, you don't want to expect them to be number one guys because they're not yet.
No.
Also, speaking of Bryce Harper, Philadelphia Phillies intend to be a player on Bryce Harper among other notable top free agents if they choose not to sign the contract that was given to them. Or the, what kind of contract would that call? Like the option, I guess?
Yes.
Because it's like a $17.9 million option that Harper and, what is it, seven other free agents got? So.
Yeah.
And there's some big names this year.
There are some fairly big names.
So, I don't know. Like, I think this is the one year where NBA, or MLB, sorry, free agency might actually be
very interesting
to pay attention to. So it should, I don't know, pick up.
Yes, I agree. While you're looking that up.
Yep.
I will move on to, Mayweather has announced that he's going to fight kickboxer Tenshin Nasukawa on New Year's Eve this year.
Who's like a known kickboxer?
He's like a kickboxing legend. From what I've heard, I listened to Joe Rogan. He knows all this stuff about like fighting world and stuff. He says this guy is the real deal for kickboxing. But, like, really, what? Do you care?
It'll be interesting.
It's not going to be kickboxing
fight. Verizon, too, by the way.
Yeah, but it's not going to be a kickboxing fight. So yeah. What does it matter?
They haven't discussed what the rules would be. So I'm looking down at the top 10 free agents for baseball. And Bryce Harper is number one. You also have Manny Machado, who's a shortstop, third baseman for the Philadelphia... For the LA Dodgers, who was Baltimore Orioles.
Okay.
And
a side note, LA Dodgers, do you think they're going to the finals again next year?
No.
No?
I think they went all in this year and lost. Then you have Patrick Corbin, who's a pitcher. He was for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Gotcha.
And then after that, you have Dallas Keuchel, who was one of the top pitchers for the Houston Astros.
I think the Blue Jays should capitalize on one or both of them.
Yeah. And then you have Nathan Eovaldi, who's another pitcher for the Boston Red Sox.
Interesting.
So, on the score, they're projecting him to go to the Angels. I don't see why the Boston Red Sox won't pony up to re-sign him.
They already ponied up to re-sign David Price.
Yeah, so that, I don't know. And then you have Yasmani Grandal, who's a catcher for the L.A. Dodgers. I love how on these they have the Dodgers having a few guys, and they're saying, oh, another team will sign them. I highly doubt L.A. Dodgers won't put up the cash because they also spent a boatload amount of money last year.
Yeah.
I think they were top three, if not top two, for payroll.
I agree.
I think they might have had a bigger payroll than the Yankees last year.
Yeah, I can see that.
Then you have Craig Kimbrell, who is the Boston Red Sox. I think he's the guy who has that weird stance.
Ah, okay.
So that's another one. All these guys, by the way, are 30 years of age or younger.
So they've got some time left to play.
This guy who is 31, Michael Brantley, formerly of the Cleveland Indians.
Well, they've picked up a ton of people. Like, they're hell. They should be all the Cleveland Blue Jays. Yeah. Or the Cleveland Blue Indians.
And another one.
Or the Indian
from
Jays.
The Cleveland Indians, Josh Donaldson.
Okay.
Do
you think that they keep him? It'd be stupid to get.
I don't think they do.
No? Do you think he comes back to Toronto?
No.
He's going to go to Seattle Mariners.
They're projecting Milwaukee Brewers.
Interesting.
And then another one, Charlie Morton. Formerly of, I believe, the Houston Astros. Just another pitcher here.
Point is, you're saying that there's a ton of people that
can. Well, and then you got notable omissions of Jed Lowry, Jay Happ, Andrew McCutchen, Nelson Cruz, Youngjin Hua, Roof is another pitcher, AJ Pollock, Adam Ottavino, Daniel Murphy, Andrew Miller, David Robson, Adam Jones. None of these names mean anything to me except for a couple. However, it just shows you that these guys are definitely names in baseball that, like, I don't know, like, when you put, like, a Jay Happ, obviously he was a Blue Jays
yes.
pitcher. Got traded. Jed Lowry, I remember him, used to be for Oakland, got traded. Andrew McCutchen was on Pittsburgh, got traded. Nelson Cruz, I believe, was of the Mariners. So, there's a lot of guys out there that they can go after, but, like, I don't know. I expect them to have some pretty big-name contracts and pretty big ones, so...
I hope so. I hope they do something. Really bring up...
Even Josh Donaldson, I can expect him to get, like, $30 million a year.
Yep.
If not 20... Between 20 to $30 million at the very least.
Assuming he's healthy. But even still, I think he can get it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, hopefully they can do something and then bring up...
I think he actually does stay in the AL, not the NL, because of the DH.
I can see that.
So... I wouldn't even be surprised if he's a Yankee or a Red Sox.
Ooh, that'd be scary.
Probably Boston. Boston suits him.
Yeah. Boston. Boston.
Or Houston, actually. Houston.
Yeah, Houston.
So.
I do have a couple more things. Right. One was a really, really weird thing that happened to me today. TSN was showing Overwatch World Cup.
Oh, this is going to get something very interesting. Yeah.
So anyway. Why the fuck are you showing video games on TSN? Not a real sport. It's like darts and poker. Not real fucking sports. Stop it.
Okay, darts is at least entertaining because the crowd is so fucking hammered that at least that makes it. Especially when
if you're doing daytime TV, fine.
Yeah.
But Overwatch?
You can only
what the fuck?
You can only do highlights for so long. Well, it just shows you, when they don't have baseball to put on during the day, there's not a lot going on.
I guess.
Another thing TSN made pissed off, did you hear about what happened in Toronto?
No.
Mitch Marner compared Patrick Marleau to Tom Brady.
Okay.
It makes me wonder, does Mitch Marner know who the fuck Tom Brady is? And if he does he not know the impact of Tom Brady to football? Because saying Patrick Marleau is like Tom Brady is absolutely moronic. Because one, Tom Brady won championships where Patrick Marleau has not.
True.
Two, Patrick Marleau at best may have been a superstar 3 years in his life. If that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. He is nowhere near the levels of, I don't know, I'll say five guys right off the bat. Two of them can be Leafs, but he's not better than Austin Matthews. He's not better than Jonathan Tavares. He's not better than Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, Connor McDavid.
Yeah, Malkin, Crosby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
He's not even better than Steven Stamkos.
No, he's having kind of a slow start, but kind of getting going.
He's not even better than Drew Doughty.
Yeah, that's...
Or PK Subban.
He's a good forward. He's not the GOAT.
No.
I believe that would go to, like, currently, Ovechkin, maybe? Maybe a McDavid?
I would give it to Crosby right now.
Crosby?
I would give Crosby.
All time? Gretzky? It's kind of hard to argue.
Well, if I'm going with... Yeah. But yeah, like when I compare, like who's, you know, the quote unquote best or the GOAT? Because the last time I checked, GOAT stands for greatest of all time. Patrick Marleau? Seriously, Toronto fans, this is why we all hate you.
Among other reasons, but yes.
Like, this is just another example of why we think you are the fucking worst.
Yep, I could agree to that.
And this is coming from an Oilers fan who knows we're ignorant douchebags here.
Yes, you fucking are.
But my God, you guys put ignorant douchebags closer to the fucking crib that Jesus slept in.
It was a manger.
And a fancy crib.
Fancy. Fair enough. It's an old school crib.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But Jesus Christ.
His crib. Yes. Jesus' crib.
Patrick Marleau. even in the same comparison of a superstar in the NHL.
That's pretty brutal.
Like, Mitch Marner.
He's good. Don't get me wrong. He's good. But he's not that good.
Mitch Marner, you are a dumb motherfucker.
Yeah, hard to argue.
Just dumb.
Yep.
So.
That's all I got. Do you want to do a quick plug and then talk about this past weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. Quick plug. Okay, you're on your phone, hypothetically. Maybe you're on the internet.
Interweb?
In the interwebs. Scroll down.
The land of the www dot.
Scroll down to the description. Underneath what this episode's about, you have everything there. Where you can find us on the Spotify's, iTunes, etc. Where you can go to What a Maneuver, get our gear.
WhatAManeuver.net.
Yes, where you can go to powerslam.tv or backbreakermedia.pivotshare.com. Watch our old and new stuff.
Mm-hmm. And buy older new stuff.
There you go. And that's...
Actually, it's all old stuff now. Yeah. We don't have new stuff.
Yeah.
Yet.
That's that. Let's get to what I'm sure at least four people, or three people in Denmark and one person in Sweden, want to know about.
And three people from Uranus.
And probably about five people from the Edmonton area. Yeah, what went down this past weekend?
Well, this past weekend, my Saints beat the Rams.
There you go. We'll see you next week. This past weekend was MPW.
The Bills lost again, but that's no surprise.
That's fuck whatever.
I mean, I'm still laughing the fact the World Cup came down between Cleveland versus Cleveland. They still managed. And
Cleveland lost.
Like, it's still funny.
Yeah, and Greenwich, Connecticut won. Go figure.
Yeah.
Anyways, MPW Retribution 11.
Yeah.
How was your show?
Well, better than yours.
You're fucking right it was.
You got beaten in like...
20 seconds.
Yeah.
20 seconds. 2-0.
I almost brought...
That's all I have to say.
I almost brought it back.
You did. You did really well.
I tried.
And then that guy H came out. The letter H. Huh? H stands for huge douche.
I'm gonna just... Homo.
Yeah, he's from
Hatred.
He's from Oklahoma.
He's from... Yeah.
Anyways, you almost came home, and then...
We had a match where it was a six-man match, elimination.
3v3.
So here's the thing. Whoever got the pinfall...
On the last person of the team.
Whoever won the match. So whoever got the last pinfall to end the match became the champion.
Heavyweight champion.
Yeah. So you were eliminated first.
20 seconds.
And then it went from Wrath, Adam Martins, Massive Damage against Drew Dawkins, and myself. To where Drew Dawkins and I then eliminated Wrath.
Yes.
Well, technically... I legally eliminated Wrath.
Whatever, same thing.
Because I was a legal man.
Yes.
So, and then Drew Dawkins got eliminated.
Yep.
So it was down to Massive Damage and Sean Martins against me. I then eliminated Massive Damage. Fucker.
Must have felt good.
Yeah, I kicked him right in the fucking mouth.
Good.
And then came down to Sean Martins and I. Oh, man. Was I thinking about you when I was punching him in the mouth?
I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about many other things, but go on.
So just when, I hit an elbow drop. Beautiful elbow drop off
the
top.
It was nice. I'll give you that.
No ref. So I asked for another ref. I'm pinning him. I hear a one. I hear a two. I hear a three. I think I won.
Deservedly so.
I turn around and I see somebody in a hoodie
wearing our masks.
So I thought it was you.
That would have been nice.
I thought it
was you. Much too short. He was much too short.
Because I look behind me, he has a title. I thought it was you. I thought you were celebrating. I hug. All of a sudden I hear, this is what Trev wanted.
Interesting. Throwback to Trev Ripper. What's his last name?
Grimolson.
Grimolson.
And then the voice I knew wasn't you.
Because I don't know Trev.
So I pushed him away. And I said, who the hell are you? You're not Maniac. All of a sudden, I get clocked with the heavyweight title. And then from what I understand, he removes the mask and it's my old manager, H.
The man known as the letter H. Yeah. Because A through fucking whatever was taken.
So he was... Well, the one thing people need to realize, he's an Oakland Raider fan. Boo. So he clearly doesn't pick the winning team very often.
That's true.
So the Without fact you. That he sided with the douche canoes of Massive Damage, Wrath, and Sean Martins just proves my point. So I get clocked with the title, and then apparently I got pile drove 1, 2, 3. Adam...
Martins.
Sean Martins. Not you win the title. You don't deserve it. Again. Yeah. It's funny that every time you hold that title, something stupid was there, and you take the easy way out. Just shows that you are absolutely a piece of trash. And then we had the Ripper Oil.
Yep.
And you did not care for it.
Nope. Not at all. I lasted 2 seconds. Literally 2 seconds. Yeah, as soon as the match started, I jumped out and eliminated myself left.
Yeah. There were cold beers in the back, and you just went and had some.
Basically, what people are asking is what's going on. As of right now, I'm taking time off. I'm going to sort myself out. We'll see what happens. But there's stuff going on behind the scenes I don't agree with, and I'm leaving it at that. I'm not going to be the guy to air it all out in here, because that's just not professional. But as of right now, I'm taking time off.
So.
And we'll go from there.
I shot watermelon at people.
Black people.
Well, he just so happened to be there.
That's funny.
I mean, in his defense, he saved it.
And he ate it.
That actually worked, because a good defense does save goals. I also used silly string to my advantage.
Yes, you did. Then got kicked in the dick.
Well, I got kicked in the dick hard.
So hard.
I also banged bowling pins over people's faces.
Yeah, you did.
I also used a leg, like a foot.
A severed foot.
I used baseball bats.
Yep.
Cookie sheets.
No dildos this year. A little disappointed in our fans.
I got hit in the back at some point because I couldn't realize when I saw Wrath, because I turn a sign around and it says stop, and then I turn around and it says slow. So I don't know if I was trying to figure out which one he was, because I was leaning towards slow.
He's definitely slow. In the brainstem. In the medulla oblongata.
So I stopped to think, and then when you I picked slow, I got nailed across the back at some point, and I still don't even know from what.
From his slow-ass, massive hand because he's slow. Might be possessed by devil.
I did kick him in the face with a crown on.
There you go.
To do that. And I got power-bombed on a table.
And bounced off a table.
I did not feel good.
I can't imagine it would.
Because, from what I understood, I saw Drew Dawkins get out of the ring. Like, he got thrown. I didn't see if he went over. Apparently, he went between the ropes, so he wasn't eliminated. I was trying to ask if he was okay, and I started getting beat up by Massive Damage, to where I used Silly String, then to which I got kicked in the balls.
Yes.
And then Pile Drove.
Yes.
Well, sorry, Power Bombed on his table. I get thrown out. Drew Dawkins, to his credit, eliminated Massive Damage.
And Wrath.
And then Sean Martins got involved.
Oh, wait, no, he... Kicked the carpet out.
So he throws him out. Yes. He throws Wrath on, and apparently Wrath landed on Sean Martins, who helped him accidentally to stay in, to where Wrath dumped Drew Dawkins out and became the winner of the Ripper Royal. Just, I don't know. I find our general manager has to do something about this.
I don't even care at this point. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say about that. I don't care.
I know that match has no rules, but... Yeah. It's not anarchy here.
Anarchy!
It's not a blitzkrieg. That's next month.
Anarchy!
Which, by the way, if we're going to have five people this year, normally it's six. I'll put my hand in that. Let's do it.
Yeah, you should be, with the how well you did. Definitely should. I'm taking the month off. So, I'm taking several months off.
So,
see how I feel in the new year.
What we have coming up?
I have nothing. Yeah. I have absolutely nothing.
I got a weekend off, and it's going to be nice. I'm actually going to go out to a Sherwood Park Crusaders hockey game with Spencer Love.
Oh, that'll be good.
This coming weekend. That's going to be fun, because I think he says we're allowed to drink at these games, and I don't think that's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Oh, it's a great idea for me. So that should be interesting.
I agree. I agree.
We actually have the Grey Cup coming up.
That's on 25th.
Yeah. A day after CWC Kingdom.
Kingdom C-U-M.
Which, I'm still awaiting word on if CWC is going to medically clear me.
Don't you fucking love that? Now you know my pain.
Well, I mean, Commissioner Gordon was backstage and present at MPW Retribution. Yep. CWC team did conduct some medical evaluation on me. And then in the next couple of days, they will give me the result. So, yeah. Apparently, they didn't... This is like kind of two-parter because I got beat up by Johnny Kickass. I also hurt my knee in that match.
Which you re-injured this past weekend.
Yeah, so that's where they don't like it. It's my knee that everyone's worried about. If it's me, I'm good to go. But this decision apparently isn't up to me, so... yeah. We'll see how it is. Few days... Stuff can be out. I'll post a video announcement because I don't think Commissioner Gordon will.
Yeah.
Anyways, he should, but I don't think he will.
I agree. But yeah, hopefully that answers all your questions, fans, because I know I've had, I think, 12 or 13 different messages since Saturday. That's all I'm going to say about it. If you message me, I will not respond. I'm taking time off. I'm going to take a break, recollect my thoughts, and decide what I'm doing with my future as wrestling in a whole. Or wrestling in a hole. Or a hold. Or for a hold. With a hold. I'll decide all of that.
Well, at least here, right?
Well, I'll let it drop here, yeah.
Yeah. So, on that note...
That incredibly cheery note.
Well, I mean, to me, I think in the last couple minutes, the people got a lot of news.
They got a lot of, like, about shoot us. Stuff. Yeah. Not just like, hey, gimmick. This is shoot stuff that, yeah...
So, I mean, that's just the way we do it on the Sounds of Struggle.
Yeah.
On the 100th episode of the Sounds of Struggle.
It's a century old, you fucks.
What's, like, anything, like, cool that was 100? Like,
your Grey Cup's over 100.
Yeah, but, like...
NHL's over 100.
No, but, like, when you think 100, what are you thinking of?
My dead grandfather?
Well, I'm not...
No, fair enough.
I'm just thinking, like, more, like... You know, I think 99, it's like, okay, Wayne Gretzky, that's, like, a... Like,
100, honestly, I think the NHL entirely. Because it was, like, what, a year or two ago. It was, like, I think it was last year. It was 100.
But now it's 101.
Yeah. We're one
Which
behind.
Which is next week.
We're one behind.
But I'm, like, 101... If I'm thinking 101, I'm thinking the Dalmatians, man.
101, Dalmatian Rebirth.
But, like... Anything that's like 100 that you can think about? Oh, the CN. CN Almas. CN means 100.
This is Andrade CN Almas episode.
I mean...
Anything that can happen will happen. We drop knowledge. Which,
by the way, WWE, start fucking booking him.
Yeah, he really felt it.
Him and Sanity. Where the fuck have they been?
Nowhere.
Like, just come on.
Nowhere.
What happens if we said, come on?
I did. Look where it fucking got me.
Yeah.
You know what? We're not going into that.
So, okay. That's going to do it for episode 100.
Of episode the CN.
Yeah. The Sun's Struggle.
Episode 100 bucks.
I'm Chris Parrish.
I am Maniac.
And we are Tag Struggle.
We're real.
And we are.
100 years of spectacular.
Yeah. And that is a little bit of all right.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
And if you don't know by now, it is completely strugglicious Therefore,
we go there.
And you know where you go?
Away?
No. You go in a place to where you wait for episode 101, which is next week. And until then, we say, later, bitches!